There's just so much more to hear.
Download our podcasts at DubaiEye1038.com. Literary Moment, milestones in literary history.
American comic book writer Stan Lee, best known for his work with Marvel Comics, passed away this week. Among the hundreds of characters that he helped to create were the Fantastic Four, Spider-Man, the Avengers, and the X-Men. He was born in 1922, so he was 95 when he died.
It's not bad going,
is it? It's not bad at all. It's a pretty good innings. And in that time, he gave his bookworms and his fans all over the world so much. He helped forge an entire universe. When we talk about world building and storytelling, Stan Lee is a legendary example. And I thought the best way to talk about Stan Lee was maybe to talk about some of the quotes that have been going around. So would you like to, I've got some in front of us. Would you like to read the first one?
Okay. The more you read, the better you're going to become as a storyteller.
See, I agree with that one. Do you agree with that one?
I agree with that one.
I like this one a lot. This is the one that's been going around on Facebook and social media quite a bit. I used to be embarrassed because I was just a comic book writer while other people were building bridges or going on to medical careers. And then I began to realise entertainment is one of the most important things in people's lives. Without it, they might go off the deep end. I feel that if you're able to entertain people, you're doing a good thing.
And then this one is quite poignant given the timing. And Stan Lee said, "You know, my motto is Excelsior. That's an old word that means upward and onward to greater glory. It's on the seal of the state of New York. Keep moving forward. And if it's time to go, it's time. Nothing lasts forever."
Bye-bye, Stan.
But he will last forever in our minds.
Well, yeah, because he was so prolific. He created so much. I'd like to introduce, before we get on to our next segment, the lovely Rebecca Heaney, who's with us, because you've actually posted something rather lovely about Stan Lee on Instagram. Now, Rebecca is here for another segment. She's the winner of the Montegrappa Prize 2017, also web editor for Gulf News magazines. She's our bookworm in the studio at the moment. Now, what do you like about Stan Lee? Because he posted something about him on Instagram.
I wanted to commemorate his passing because I love the character of Spider-Man. He's my favourite superhero. And it just felt like such a momentous occasion needed some kind of acknowledgement. And I'm on Instagram. This is a little self-plug. But I'm on Instagram as @thesometimewriter, where I talk about books. So I had to really post about his legacy. And one of the things that I really loved about Stan Lee's work was that when he was first beginning to work in the comic book world, superheroes were very perfect and they were very flawless. And he was someone who took the idea of being a powered individual and applied it to people who were more flawed, you know, maybe the high school student or someone who was more an everyman, which, you know, is so much more relatable. And then lo and behold, lots of other comic book creators started following in his footsteps in that sense.
What did you like about Stan?
One thing I think is really interesting, and one thing that nobody discusses, is before he did all these amazing things, he worked as a sort of like a jobbing cartoon creator for about 20 years. He joined Marvel in his teens, and it wasn't until age of 39 that he created the Fantastic Four. And so I think there's a lot to be said for what that does to a person, if you know what I mean. So while he was creating all the cartoons and all the panels, he said himself that he started to wonder what happened behind the panels. So you've got the Destroyer out there defeating Nazis, but what happened when he came home? How did he pay his rent? All that kind of thing. And I think that's what interests me about him, in that if you've got a career that is so long, then it's going to evolve and you're going to start to see things differently. And I agree with what Rebecca was saying, but there's almost something even further, which is not just that they were everymen, it was the fact that their actual powers brought them problems, which you didn't see so much. Like Superman's powers just helped him do everything super. Whereas here, you know, the Hulk or Spider-Man, even Captain America, he became this man lost out of time, even though he had sort of supermanish powers. And so that's what I think was wonderful about Stan Lee.
Well said. Excelsior, Stan.
Excelsior.
There's just so much more to hear.
Download our podcasts at DubaiEye1038.com.